Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, my name is Ariana Quiros and I am the digital content producer here at Emmanuel Faith, and I am so happy to be bringing you today's devotional, which I have decided to call Keeping the Faith as a COVID Bride. First, I'd like to share with you a verse out of Daniel 8, verse 13. It says, "Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to him, 'How long will it take for the vision to be fulfilled?'" Well, they say, or at least I've heard it said, that planning a wedding is one of the most stressful things a person can do. For me, I got to add to the stress of planning my wedding in the time of the coronavirus. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in the worship center throughout my childhood, hearing a message reminding me of the importance of God's timing and His reasoning behind it. The most recent time I needed that reminder was when I found myself asking God, why did my wedding have to land in the time of the coronavirus? My now husband proposed in November of last year when I was still working as a news anchor in Yuma, Arizona. At the end of 2019, wedding planning began and we had picked out a venue and set a date. Then came the times of uncertainty. Our wedding venue told us that our original date would not be possible, and my heart sunk. Still having some hope left in me, though, we set a new date and sent out our invitations, only to be told a day after that our wedding venue would not be able to accommodate that date either. I was broken. All that waiting, all that praying. Why? We have been married for 2 months now, and I can attest to the saying that hindsight is 20/20. I have since learned that why is a question that won't get you far in your walk with Christ. I learned that it's not about why things don't go your way, but how long it takes you to see the reasoning behind God's plan. I now see that God blessed me in my time of being a COVID bride. August 20th was a date I had wanted to get married on no matter what, so when our venue had turned us down for the second time, we only had a month to replan everything. So, my mom stepped up to help me plan the wedding of my dreams in just those 4 weeks. My now husband made sure there was time to focus on growing in preparation for our union, and my dad spent every day after work in order to create decor pieces I had asked for. Then, a small crowd of friends and family stood by our side on August 20th, 2020, as God's reasoning and timing came to fruition. In Daniel 8:13, we learn about the idea of having a faith that runs on active, not passive, perseverance. In this case, Daniel was not asking why, but how long. Daniel's looking ahead to chase the eternal kingdom of God, not question the events that take place leading up to the final days of this earthly, temporary kingdom. I encourage you, friends, when tempted to ask God why, have faith in the duration of His promises, not the escape of this fleeting sandcastle kingdom.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.